Matt Redman, Popish Preachers and Unity with Rome. You've probably heard that name, Matt Redman, before. Famous song, 10,000 Reasons, you know, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, and so on. So I'm sure you've heard that song before. It's all over YouTube, all over the internet. Maybe you own the album. Let's take a look at an article here from, it's called The Protestant Standard. This is from an article back in February 2015. And it says, Matt Redman to headline Catholic youth event. So this was a like a concert event that took place on March 7th. So this was telling of the event that was coming. Let me read a little bit from this article here. It says, on the 7th of March, the largest event in the United Kingdom for young Roman Catholics will be held at Wembley Arena in London. Flame 2 is organized by the Catholic Youth Ministry Federation and is anticipated to attract up to 10,000 young Roman Catholics. Throughout the day, Roman Catholic speakers will bring messages to the young people gathered there, and at the conclusion of the day, Cardinal Vincent Nichols will lead everyone in a time of adoration, the Mass. None of this is unusual or worthy of special comment, for it is what we would expect at a Roman Catholic event. This issue, which attracts our attention on this occasion, is the presence of a leading contemporary Christian music artist, Matt Redman. So it goes on to say, Redman is currently one of the most popular and influential artists among Christian young people. Therefore, his attendance at this event is concerning. The Catholic Youth Ministry Federation have described it as a wonderful blessing for Flame 2 that Matt is able to lead the music, and that they are certain that this encounter will enrich school and parish masses and liturgies in the months after Flame 2. Let me just stop right there. I want you to see something, folks. So here we have this this Christian contemporary music artist. I really don't know too much about the man. I do know I've heard that song many times. You know, I kind of like that song, but, you know, after reading this, folks, I probably won't listen to it too much. Now, let me tell you something, folks. What was happening here, what happened, I should say, back in 2015, it's not unusual. This is how the Roman Catholic Church ensnares believers. Okay, this is just the way it works. And look at what it says here. They are certain that this encounter will enrich school and parish masses and liturgies in the months after Flame 2. So what is happening here, this guy Redman, he's doing his music thing there, and the Catholic Church is very pleased because it's gonna enrich their church. So the article goes on to say, sadly, this is not a first for Redman, as in 2014 he held a joint concert in Belfast with Matt Maher, someone who would be described as a contemporary Christian musician, yet who is in truth a devout Roman Catholic. So this is the that counterfeit unity that I've been warning about for many, many years, ladies and gentlemen. It is downright scary. So now I'm going to look at another article. Now, this is also written before that event took place. This is on March 3rd, so it was a few days before. This is from the Independent Catholic News. I want you to see this, folks. So it goes on to say, the biggest Catholic youth event ever in the UK takes place at the Wembley Arena Saturday, March 7th, so on and so forth. More than 10,000 young people will be taking part. It goes on to say that music will be led by Grammy Award-winning artist Matt Redman. Go down to the bottom there. You see I have it marked off. It says Cardinal Vincent Nichols will conclude the day leading adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Don't miss this, folks. Okay, so if you've been listening to any of my messages, you know what the Blessed Sacrament is all about, folks. This is the Roman Catholic wafer, the Eucharist host. And I have a screenshot on the screen. You can look at it. That is what they call the Blessed Sacraments. The Blessed Sacrament, that idolatrous-looking thing there, that is known as a monstrance. And in the center of that monstrance, you see a little white circle. That's actually a piece of bread. that was consecrated at a Roman Catholic Mass. They believe, now listen to me, they believe that that is Jesus Christ, his body, soul, divinity, the whole nine yards, folks. If you don't believe that, I'll get to this in a couple of minutes, you're under a curse. So, you know, folks, at the end of that event that took place at this youth rally with like 10,000 young people, is they had an image on a screen. I had a screenshot. I couldn't find it. I don't know what happened to it. I looked at it at the end of the event. This is what they were looking at, folks. This is adoration of this host, this Roman Catholic wafer. Keep in mind, folks, that the Reformation, men of God, men and women of God, were tortured and burnt at the stake. Multitudes upon multitudes of true Christian people, men and women, laid down their lives fighting against that atrocity, that lie, that is Jesus Christ. They know, I know, I'm a former Roman Catholic, that is not Jesus Christ. Now, let me go back now. That first article I quoted from was from the Protestant Standard, okay? Now, I'm going to give you a comment that came in to that article. This was a comment the day after the event. Now, look at this comment here. I have it marked off you so you can see it. Listen, it says, it was so beautiful to see him and his band. Now, I assume the article was about Matt Redman and the concern that this man was working with the Roman Catholic people. It was so beautiful to see him and his band kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament yesterday. It was as if the Reformation never happened. God is so good. Now, I'm assuming, but maybe I shouldn't assume, that is a Roman Catholic who wrote that comment. This is, folks, you hear me say it so many times, this is spiritual insanity. Folks, we're talking the gospel of Jesus Christ. As a former Roman Catholic, it is time to wake up. It is getting worse, folks. Keep in mind, this happened over 6 years ago. So this has been going on for many years, stuff like this. Many years. Let's talk about the John 17 movement. Here's another man you need to be concerned about. His name is Joe Tosini. Okay? He's the originator of what is known, or he's the founder of the John 17 movement. And that's, you know, they take the scriptures from John 17 that we may all be one. You know, read John 17. If you look at that screenshot, it says John 17, verse 21, and you'll see what that movement is about. But the problem is, folks, you know, there is a unity, but the only true unity is in the Holy Ghost. You must be born again of the Spirit. If you've never been born again of the Spirit, God's way, then you're not in the unity that Christ spoke about in John 17. Let me say that again. If you have never been genuinely born again of the Spirit, how are you born again? You're born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That's what Peter said. When it goes into your heart, folks, you're born again of the Spirit. It's not something that happens when you're baptized as an infant. And that is exactly what the Catholic Church teaches. They teach you born again when a Roman Catholic priest sprinkles the head of the infant. That happened to me. I was not born again at that time. I was born again many years later at the age of 36 years old. True new birth. And when the Holy Ghost comes, you're a new creation in Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, folks. You know, this man who's talking about being led of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit showed him that we should all be in unity. And we're talking about unity with Rome here. If you go to that site, that John 17, you'll see what this man and that movement is all about. And this is why I'm doing this video, folks. I'm warning you about such things. When you're talking about the Holy Spirit, folks, listen what John 16 says. John 16, verse 13, it says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak." speak, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit showed me, get out of that Roman Catholic system. They preach a false gospel. Folks, I got saved, born again, all the way back in 1989. Glory to God. And I've been warning people about the wickedness of the Church of Rome and the false unity that has been sweeping ever since, long before I was born again, folks. But I've seen it intensify over the past three decades like never before. It's unbelievable what has actually happened, folks. As I said, folks, if you've never been born again, if you want true unity with the body of Christ, you must be in the Spirit, okay? You must be born again God's way, not the Roman Catholic way, okay? So this John 17 movement, folks, working together with Rome. In fact, there's a video that you can see on the internet where the Pope himself, he speaks about the unity, and you know, I could probably do a whole video on it. I probably should. It's sickening to listen to this Pope talk the way he does. And what's even more sickening is that the main body of Christ, all these well-known preachers, never say a word. This has been going on for decades, folks. They never say a word. And I've spoken many times about all the big-name preachers. Louis Palau, who recently died, the man. They had this rally, and they worked hand in hand with the Catholic Church. They even allowed the Catholic Church to set up a tent where they could hear confessions. I kid you not. I kid you not, folks. So the compromise is unbelievable. Billy Graham, he's the Pied Piper of compromises. His son followed right along in his steps. His son, Franklin, regarding compromise with Rome and working with Rome, Franklin called it one of the smartest things his father ever did. So this is where we're at, folks. These are the big names. People are impressed, by the way, with these names. You know, we're talking multi-million dollar ministries, folks. Unbelievable stuff. So, you know, you're hearing from a former Roman Catholic. I'm warning you once again to get out of this unity if you're in it, and to tell others, to warn others. We're talking about the Mary worship, folks, the Eucharist, that's that blessed sacrament, the worship of a wafer. It's idolatry, folks. It's wicked. The false counterfeit priesthood, transubstantiation, purgatory. My, oh, my. I could go on for an hour just talking about purgatory, praying for the dead people. People are buying mass cards, donating money to have a mass said for the dead relative. Can you imagine this, folks? They believe they're in this make-believe place called purgatory. This idolatry. And you think of all the people who are martyred for the faith that they stood up against this wicked system of Rome. Folks, the Roman Catholic Church preaches a counterfeit gospel. Look at Galatians 1:8-10. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Folks, remember this. The Roman Catholic gospel is a counterfeit gospel. There's a curse upon that gospel. So when you see this unity taking place, working hand in hand with Rome, like you saw that man Matt Redman go over there, and they're working hand in hand, and at the end of that rally, that youth rally, Rome had its way. Look at that, the Blessed Sacrament. Can you imagine this? The people are kneeling before this idolatrous wickedness, folks. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Listen to me, folks. The Holy Spirit brought me out of the darkness of Roman Catholicism into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. And you want me to go work with them? Can you imagine this? The Bible says, don't fellowship with them. Reprove them. Rather reprove them. Have nothing to do with them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14-18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Folks, it's a miracle to be born again. It's a miracle to be saved. How dare anybody tell me that I should have unity with this wicked system of Roman Catholicism? 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Oh my, oh my. Folks, we're dealing with doctrines of devils. We're dealing with doctrines of demons. The Roman Catholic Church is filled with that stuff. You know, ever since the Vatican Council, and number two, back in 1964-65, you know, they've been trying to pull people back into their system, you know. That, you know, we used to be called heretics. Now we're just called separated brethren. And you see this term being used more and more often, folks. You know, it's simply unbelievable. Look at this, 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, folks, you know these people that you know, the Matt Redman and that other guy, the leader of the John 17 movement there, you know, the Word of God judges them today. I mean, this word is alive and well. Is alive and well today. These people need to repent. You know, they need to repent if they want to get right with God, folks. It's working hand in hand with a system that persecuted true Christians, folks. You can go. I've spoken about this before. You can go to Mexico. People are being thrown out of their homes, having their electricity turned off, water turned off. Some of them are being thrown into jail. You know, I just did a video on Guadalupe Virgin. Thing, you know, how it's all fake, it's all inspired by Satan, you know. So over here in Mexico, you know, when the Pope several years ago went over there to worship that Guadalupe Virgin, folks, in Chiapas, Mexico, there were Christians that were being persecuted, thrown out of their homes and so on and so forth. Why? Because they refused to join the Catholic Church. They refused to be part of that. You see? So this is what you're dealing with. There is no unity, folks. You know, isn't that interesting? Wouldn't it be interesting? You know, if the Pope wants unity, why are they persecuting the Christians? Because the Christians have the truth that can set people free, and the devil knows it. Oh, yes, folks. So, you know, don't forget this whole thing with the Blessed Sacrament. You know, in the Council of Trent, I've spoken about this before. You know, the 13th session, they have over 100 curses. Come on, 100 curses against people like myself who don't believe what they teach, their lies. Look at this regarding this Eucharist. It says, if anyone denieth that in the sacrament of the most holy Eucharist are contained truly, really, and substantially the body and blood together with the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and consequently the whole Christ, but saith that he's only therein as in a sign or in a figure or virtue, let him be anathema, or let him be accursed. So there's a curse. That's official. And you say, wait, that's something from the Middle Ages, buddy. Well, you could say that if you like. But the Council of Trent was upheld by the Council, the Vatican Council number two. This is still alive and well in the Roman Catholic Church, folks. It is their teaching. They believe it today. The Pope believes this today. So this is why it is that pull. It's a satanic pull to worship that thing, folks. Don't fall for this. My Bible tells me In 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit." And look who wrote that, Peter. They believe he's the first pope. If Peter were alive, it couldn't come down from heaven right now, he'd rebuke everybody. "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust." It's a done deal, folks. You don't need a priest to offer up a Catholic mass for people in purgatory or people that are alive for you, for the salvation of your soul, for your sins to be forgiven. No, it's been done. He paid the price on the cross. Oh, yes, he did. It's a done deal, folks. Here's another one of those curses from the Council of Trent, the 13th session. Look at this. "If anyone saith either that the principal fruit of the most holy Eucharist is the remission of sins, or that other effects do not result therefrom, let him be anathema." I mean, folks, this is Catholic teaching. You don't believe it, you're under a curse. So now think about that. You have this unity going on. You have this man, Mr. Tosini, talking about how the Holy Spirit showed him, "Oh, we want unity." Oh, let ask the Pope what he thinks about unity. What do you think the Pope is going to say? Should have rebuked him. Should have brought the curses and said, "You believe this stuff? Then we can't work with you." It's a very simple thing, folks. Very simple thing. Look what Jesus said, John 3:16-18. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." I do not need a Roman Catholic priest. I don't have to go into a confessional booth and confess my sins to an unsaved man. The man needs to repent. All over the world, folks, you have Catholic masses being said on a daily basis. They believe that Catholic mass satisfies the justice of God for sins committed against him. That is a lie. Oh, yes, folks, it's time for you to get saved. Oh, yes. It's all about preaching the word, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick or living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." It's all about preaching the word, ladies and gentlemen, talking about sound doctrine. So how on earth do these people who call themselves Christians say, "You know, the Holy Spirit showed me that we should work, that we want unity," and then working hand in hand with Rome, and you have this Pope talking, yes, we're all one, yes, yeah, we're all one, and we're not all one, folks. The Holy Ghost told me we're not all one. The Holy Ghost told me to get out of the Roman Catholic Church. It is a wicked system. They preach a counterfeit gospel. They teach that you're born again when you're baptized as a little baby. They teach the false teaching of purgatory. I won't even go into Mary, folks. I could go on for the next 3 hours about their worship of Mary. It's unbelievable, folks. So I wanted to get this across to you today, folks. Don't forget the title, Matt Redman, Popish Preachers and Unity with Rome. Be blessed.